All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up on page Shin Pei Aleph, L'Rachim Al Hanashama, to literally have compassion, to have mercy on our souls. He says, Be'emes, Hakas Hudavar Shemazek L'Guf L'Neshama Yosem Mikol Averu Shemitura. The reality is that anger, remember, we've been discussing anger so far, Shin Pei Aleph, middle of the page. So remember, again, we've been focusing on the topic of anger over the entire last week. So now the Mechaber is kind of bringing it all together. He says that anger is something that harms the body. Shemasek laguf l'neshama yosem mikol ha'averu shebetorah. Anger, in reality, harms the body, harms the soul, more than any of the other averos. Kamuva besor ha'kadosh sha'adam ha'kason. Because a person, ultimately, again, who gets angry, even if a person has an incredible amount of Torah and good deeds, without measure, hakol holich lo li'ibud. If a person has the mid of kas, if a person gets angry, a person has difficulty controlling their temper, they lose everything. They lose everything. Now, this is an incredible, incredible idea. Because remember, again, by other averos, so the Chazal don't say this. Doesn't say that if a person has Torah, Masim Tovim, and they're immoral, right? They have a lapse in immorality, they lose everything. A person has Torah, Mitzvos, they speak Lashon Hara, they lose everything. A person eats Tarfos, they lose everything. There's something about Kas, and the truth is we don't need Chazal to teach us this. Because we know this, when a person loses themselves in anger, so all of the holiness and all of the goodness that I possess simply evaporates. Ki bilti nimna shiyavo lidei kas gadol va'az hu yitrof v'yabed es nishmaso hakidosha she'ima osas kol ha'mitzvos halalu. Because ultimately, again, when a person comes, allows himself to fall into the grips of kas, ultimately he mamish loses his neshama. He loses his neshama. Shima asas kol mitzvos halalu ve'ima yovdu kol ma'asav hatovim or bimkom nishmaso hakidosha tavo v'sishkon begufo ruach tuma hanikreis el zar. And literally, again, when a person loses himself to kas, that place where my neshama once was, it becomes void, it becomes empty, and instead, again, he says it's filled with this alien, this ruach toma, this negative force, this impure force called the Elzar, the false god. V'nimsa shakasan imo takana klal lahasig izva saga umadriga ruchonis. When a person is enveloped by the mida of anger, it is impossible for a person to acquire any true level of spirituality. When a person ultimately finds themselves enveloped by kas, Naharaz will say, you see, here's the interesting part. With any other Avera, so a person could kind of simultaneously live in two states. It's a very important idea. When I do an Avera, so it's not the pshat that now I've divested myself of all of my holiness. I'm unholy. No, I've done an Avera, but I still have all good. I mean, at my core, I'm still good. I still have that good. I'm still retaining that good. I'm still actualizing that good. I have a problem. I have an issue. I have impurity in me. Kas divests the individual of all of their tov. Kas divests me ultimately again of all of my kedusha. So when a person is in a state of kas, ein lo takana klal lahasig ezo hasaga umadrega ruchanis. It is impossible for me to acquire spirituality when I am in a state of kas. Ki afilu yasa komiso sheba olam. Even if at the end of the day I perform all of the mitzvos, the yomad Torah yomam v'alayla, and I learn Torah day and night, takeif kishei kashel bekas gadol ya'abed hakol. When I go ahead and I allow myself to fall prey to terrible anger, I lose everything. It's an incredible idea. When I allow myself to fall prey to anger, I lose all of my other life traction. He goes on, he says, Vim haya maskel achakach me'efes, haisa baze chatzi nechama. Aval hu eno maskel me'efes, ela mushlochu lekotza hashini, letzad hasitra achra, letzarech la'avod koshen ma'od, bishvil lotzeis me'hamok, excuse me, she'ilov nafal. We'll say, listen to this. And what happens in the aftermath of Kas? In the aftermath of Kas, it's one thing, you know, sometimes I lose my spiritual standing, but it's fine. I start from the beginning. What Kass does, I will say, is not only when I start from the beginning, it pushes me back into the negative. So if you understand life as a continuum between 0 and 100, and I start out at 0, and my goal is to get to 100. So a person would think, okay, I fall prey to anger, I allow myself to be enveloped by Kass, it sets me back to 0. I have to start again. The Mechaber says, no, it doesn't set you back to 0. It sets you back to negative 10. So not only do I now have to make up the lost ground from 0 to 100, but Kass literally puts me back at negative 10. I'm starting now trying to make up ground that I lost, that Kass has not just put me back to the starting point, but Kass has caused me to regress. Page Shin Pei Beis. Turn the page. It says, Lochin, Takanoso shal ha-kaasan efsharis, ach verakim yase tshuva chazaka ma'od. Therefore, again, I will say, is it possible to rebound from Kass? Of course. You can rebound in life from anything. From anything. But at the end of the day, the ability to rebound from Kass requires incredibly strong tshuva. Dahainu, sheikabel al atzmo, lo yichos yoser, yiyye ma shiyye. Therefore, I will say, sometimes in life, a person has to make a kabbalah, not to get angry. Not to get angry. And no matter what the cause may be, to try my hardest not to lose my temper. And a person will say, how do you avoid anger? So the only way to avoid anger, well, first of all, the number one way to avoid anger is behavioral conditioning. We condition ourselves not to get angry. And although, again, that may be exceptionally difficult, we work on ourselves more and more and more to avoid Kass. But also in addition to that, a person goes ahead and is yishtadel ma'od lekadesh atzmo me'ato. I try to mekadesh myself. So you both say, the holier I am, the better I am, the more I'm holding in the right place in life, will give me the tools to avoid anger. V'rak az tachzor elav nishmaso hakidosha. And only when A, I try to actively fight against getting angry, and B, I try to rebound in the aftermath of anger, that is the only way in which I will be able to maintain my innate residual kedusha. So we continue on this same path, talking about the destructiveness of anger. And I think the incredible novel point that the Mechaber advanced over here is as follows, that when a person allows themselves to fall prey to anger, not only am I losing my spiritual footing and traction, I'm not simply pushed back to zero, I'm pushed back to negative, so that now when I want to go ahead and regain my footing, the amount of work necessary to rebound from Kass is so incredibly profound. And that time lost, you're both saying, whenever I fall and I fail, the amount of time spent on regaining my footing is time that is lost from pushing myself forward. I could have been growing and propelling myself forward. Instead, I'm just simply trying to play catch-up. So we'll say a lot of times in life, when we don't accomplish the things we want to accomplish, it's not because we're not trying. It's because often we compromise ourselves so badly, and we're spending so much time catching up and restoring ourselves to where we once were, that same time, that same energy could have spent pushing ourselves forward, but instead we're just trying to recapture lost ground. That's the danger of Kass, the negativity of Kass. So we'll say, skip a little bit, and with this we'll stop, to the bottom of page Shin Pei Gimel. We're going to skip those two sections there. Shalom im borei olam. We'll say this, I'm going to read to you this line, and we're going to stop here for today. He says, Adam shechasero lo emuna, tamid b'machlokes im Hashem yisparach. So now, ultimately, again, we've pretty much closed out the section of Kass, although not totally. We're going to come back now to speaking about being angry with God, right? That there are some people who spend their lives in a state of Kass, not necessarily with another person, but with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they're upset about the life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given them. So the Mechaber just says over here that a person ultimately, again, who lacks emunah, is in a constant and consistent state of machlokes with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when I am in a state of machlokes with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is an inability to accept the life that I have, and the inability to accept the life that I have prevents me from maximizing those circumstances, from maximizing that existence. So that was the teaser for the next section. We'll stop over here for today. Meretz, we'll pick up page Shin Pei Gimel in Meretz Hashem tomorrow.